Next up on this programme, money off for your big shop if you can prove your family has walked so many steps each week. That is just one of a range of radical options being considered by health service bigwigs in a bid to make us get off our backsides and exercise more, but should we really require money off incentives and freebies to make us move? Let's discuss this with journalist Niamh Horan. And Ricky, is it Ricky Baum? I should really have asked before I try to read that.
Ricky.
Okay, from Slink Magazine. Good morning to you both. Thank you very much. Niamh, first of all, yourself, you think, is this something that we should encourage? Maybe we should try and adopt it here more?
Well, first of all, I can see why they're doing it. I mean, now they're acknowledging, which many people have been spouting on for years, that obesity is a huge problem. I mean, it's costing $16 billion a year for the NHS.
So do we try and fix that by spending more money on it?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, it's more than the police and the fire service, so we do have to do something. But the way they're going about it, you wonder at all, do they talk to the people in the front line of the services who are actually dealing with people who are treating with people with obesity? I mean, 80% of it, we all know, is diet and nutrition. It's not about exercise. So you can throw all of these incentives to people to exercise more, to get money off their bill. And yes, I do think that we should be putting, now it's got to the stage that we need to start incentivizing people to eat healthier and to be healthier. But it's not going to make any difference if they're doing 1,200 steps or whatever it needs to be. And then you're giving them tickets.
But let's be honest. We all know that if you eat more, if you eat too much, if you eat too much fat, too much sugar, too much salt, it'll affect your heart. It'll make you put on weight. It'll make you unfit. We know that, and we've known that for years. It's not like we've just discovered that smoking is bad for you. It's something that we have known for a long time.
Absolutely. But the thing is, people, and this is what this plan is doing, is telling people you can combat this by exercising. You can't. You can only combat this by completely overhauling your diet. And that's not addressing it in this. So it doesn't matter if you get money off your shopping bill if you do extra steps, if you go and then spend it on drunk. It doesn't matter if you get 15,000 or whatever steps it is a week, and then they give you tickets to the cinema, and then you go and you get your giant tub of popcorn with melted butter and a big Coca-Cola. It's not changing the mindset for people.
Okay, Rivke, what do you think?
I would very much concur with what Niamh said. I think it very much comes down to diet as a whole and lifestyle, and we've got very much into this idea of convenience foods and fast food, and fast food and convenience foods are very cheap. So it's not necessarily just knowing that certain things aren't good for us, it's actually affordability of eating healthily. And I think when you've got fast food that's, you know, 99p, and then if you want to buy a single pepper, that can cost you 50 or 85p.
I can't listen to this argument. Do you know that is completely untrue? Have you ever tried to go and shop healthy for a week? Because I do it, and I know when I eat junk food for a week, it costs far more than when I go and I
really?
Get good fruit and vegetables. Absolutely. I can do my entire week shop under 50 quid.
Put it like this. Let's really simplify
it. Good supermarket.
A supermarket which...
prepare your food.
A supermarket which, name I'll not mention, that I go into quite a bit. You can go and buy, say, for example, frozen chicken fillets. You can also go and buy frozen formed chicken fillets. So these are breadcrumbed, and they basically are from the bits and pieces that they then mash together. And they are about a third of the price. So how do you contradict that? The chicken fillets are obviously the healthier option, but here, a third of the price is something that your kids will probably like more, and you won't really notice the difference.
If you are able, obviously, if you know, see, this is the thing, that are not even teaching nutrition to parents at home. If you know the foods to avoid and the foods to go for, you can get all your fruit and veg and good lean meat. You buy them bulk, you make up all your dinners and lunches.
But you can't be serious. You can't. It's like you're almost saying that people don't realize that they eat a lot of chippies or they eat takeaways every day that they will put weight on.
You'd be surprised. You really would be surprised out there. People have gone to kids' schools, they can't even name all the vegetables anymore. It needs a complete change of mindset. There's no point in doing all these city initiatives for exercise.
You mentioned doing your cooking in bulk or your shopping in bulk. So how do you do that when you're trying to go for the fresh, for example, fruit and veg or fresh meat?
What you do is you get a big slow cooker down where you can get them in any of the catalogs.
See, this is the problem where you're contradicting yourself, because now you're going from, you know, that it's easy to eat healthy to it's easy to eat healthy if you have 6 hours to make one meal.
Yeah, No. If it's slow cooker, it's 20 quid. You dump all your vegetable in, you dump your spices in, you dump your meat in, it makes you 7 dinners for the week, you put it away, and it lasts a lifetime. That's slow cooker. And you can keep doing that again and again. Look, there's a million articles online, families saying, if you really want to do it, how to eat and cheat. And because most of your wage, if you look at it, is broken down into three places. It goes on bills, it goes on transport, and it goes on food. A huge amount of money is spent on food by people in this country.
Rivki,
and if they saved a bit more, then they'd be able to save more in their waistlines as well. But people don't want to bother.
Do you think that
they're tired and they're stressed out coming home?
You're stressing me out. Let me bring Rivki in at this point. When it comes to the suggested discount on your shop, and obviously then, Rivki, it must be important that the discount is on things that are healthy and you're not just getting your crisps for half price.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of one of the biggest flaws of this plan, is that, you know, you can't then tell people what to spend the money on. And I actually think it does come back to teaching kids in school how to cook, nutrition. You know, it starts from a very low level. We took away things like home economics. That funding has been cut for kids to learn how to cook, how to understand nutrition on that very basic level. And I think until you start putting those things back into school and really starting from the bottom level and moving up, just an initiative where you get a bit of a discount where you could just go and spend it on biscuits, crisps and Coca-Cola is not really going to help. But the government's afraid of legislating the food industry.
There is another element to this in terms of that this is already under play. I know of, it's not my policy, but a particular health company, if you're getting health insurance, life insurance, that if you wear one of those watches that can monitor, and if you do a certain number of steps, they will give you coffee vouchers, they will give you money off your premium, they will send you gift vouchers to spend, you know, wherever you want to. So this is something that is already happening. But then you could bring in, Rivki, the element of people that are maybe have health issues that aren't related to their food and what they're eating, that then excludes them from this because they have no real option.
Exactly. I think it's one of those government initiatives where they're trying to do something so that they can show that they're doing something, and it's a hot topic to tackle. But actually, you know, really it does come down to legislating the food industry, to putting education around food and nutrition back in schools and not just some money off vouchers for going for a walk.
See, I think it's a good job Stephen's not here today, Rivki and Niamh, because I think you two actually agree in general on this in terms of education and people being more aware of what they're doing, what they're putting in their bodies and the impact that will have. Malachy and Antrim, go ahead, Mal.
How you doing, Benny?
Not too bad.
Benny, I think this generation's a lost cause. I think the people that are content to just lie about the house and do nothing and watch themselves, their waist gets bigger and they just...
Well, what generation are you talking about, Mal? What age are you?
I'm talking about people, say, from 30 on. From 30 on, they're in a mindset that they just couldn't care less and they don't want to do nothing. They're far better concentrating their efforts on the primary school children and try and get them into a regime, you know, that'll serve them throughout their whole life, that they'll want to keep fit.
So you're what age are you, Mal? Are you in your 60s? 50s?
I'm 56.
56. So you're talking about people in their 30s. So, for example, I'm in my 30s and I go to the gym about 4 times a week.
Yes.
So it's not really necessarily fair to tar everyone. What do you say to what both Rivki and Niamh are saying, that education is key and that maybe people don't completely understand?
No, I think it is fair because people generally don't change. You have an interest in keeping fit. I have an interest in keeping fit. But generally, people that don't, they're not interested. And people don't generally change. In my opinion.
Okay, Mal, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling us, Rivki. Thank you as well, and Niamh.